Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So home price growth is slightly accelerating. What's going on there?
Yeah, they're showing that, according to the National Association of Realtors, that the majority of the metropolitan areas experienced a steady but slightly strong price growth in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we saw this in about 86% of all the measured marketplaces that they looked at. Now, the reason behind this, according to Chief Economist Lawrence Yun, he's saying that improved sales activity compared to a year ago and the tightening supply contributed to a faster price appreciation in the final quarter for 2014.
So what were some of the numbers when you take a look at the median price?
Well, what we're looking at in the fourth quarter, the median price of a single-family home was about $209,000. Mm-hmm. It's a 6% increase to the fourth quarter 2013.
So what was the price in 2013 then?
Oh, that would have been about $197,000.
All right, so the median price went from about $197,000 to about $209,000 in 1 year, about a 6% rise.
Right.
Okay, very good.
Which is nice.
That's very nice. I mean, I don't think we can really expect big real estate moves from here on out.
And so, people have to realize, again, this is median existing home price. This does not mean that your home value went up 6%.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Don't forget that. What are the most expensive areas in the country now?
Well, right now, San Jose, their median existing home is $855,000.
Wow.
San Francisco is $743,000. Honolulu, $702,000. Anaheim, Santa Ana, California, $688,000, and San Diego at $493,000.
All kind of California and then west of California.
Yep,
Honolulu.
Expensive stuff.
That's amazing.
And then on the other flip, you can move to Youngtown, Warren, Boardman, Ohio, where their medium single-family price is $78,000. Mm. And Rockford, Illinois at $87,000. Toledo, Ohio is $87,000. Decatur, Illinois is $90,000, and Cumberland, Maryland is at $90,000. So you're looking for inexpensive housing. Those are the places to go.
Well, I know we don't have the numbers here, but I wonder what the average price of a house now in Boston, Massachusetts, which I guess it comes with as much snow as you can carry away, I suppose.
I think there's going to be quite a few homes for sale in the spring once they thaw out.
Exactly. What about interest rates? I know interest rates on mortgages have come down. What do you know about that?
Yeah, you know, they've been hovering below the 4% mark. During the fourth quarter, the overall average was 3.97, which was down from 4.14 in the previous third quarter. So interest rates have been hovering below 4%, which is really low.
Mm-hmm. So have you been finding it difficult when your clients are going for a mortgage? Are they finding it more difficult to get one, or is it a little easier, or is it about the same?
You know, it's hard for me to see what's really going on as a realtor with them getting their mortgages or not being able to get their mortgages. On paper, I see that it is easier. There's a little bit more flexibility, a little more leniency, and that's what everything is saying. But I have not seen a rush for more buyers entering into my marketplace because the flexibility is there, more flexibility in getting a loan. But, you know, it must be occurring because we're seeing, you know, the demand is really high for housing. There's pent-up demand for housing. And, you know, we're seeing that the sales are rising. So they have to be able to be getting their mortgages.
You know, we like to look at groups in segments, and we take a look at the ages of 55 and over. What is that group of home buyers doing?
You know, that's an interesting group, especially here in Florida. A lot of the 55-plus do move to the Florida area, Arizona, the sand states, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what we're seeing is that builders are very optimistic about this market. They're seeing increased registered purchases for these properties compared to the same quarter a year ago. Overall, the demand for 55-plus housing is, some people's opinion, according to the chairman of NAHB, 50-plus housing council, it's exploding. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for it. You know, we've got an aging population, your baby boomers wanting to get out of the Northeast, coming down to the Sand States, and we are seeing an explosion of this housing market.
And I suppose they're able now to sell their homes a lot easier than they had been, let's say, 3 or 4 years ago. Prices are...
Absolutely.
Prices are higher.
It's making it a lot easier. As a matter of fact, 1 in 4 home sellers in 2002 were folks over the age of 65, according to the Seniors Real Estate Institute. So this is a natural progression for a lot of the seniors to sell their homes and, you know, go into a more active lifestyle and move to these 55-plus communities.
Do you see that in your own practice? I mean, do you see a lot of, you know, 55 and olders? Are they selling big homes and downsizing? Is that the pattern you
see? That's what we're seeing. They're selling their homes. And in many cases, they're still keeping their homes up there and just buying it as a second home because they're not quite ready to let go of their house up there.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with their adult children. You know, the adult children can cause havoc on some of these folks where the adult children are still up there and they don't want to see their parents, you know, completely move down here. So they do that snowbird thing, go back and forth.
Well, I know that a number of the people that I speak to, clients and the like, they have their homes, their original homes up north somewhere, and then they keep them. And then after a while, they just end up renting them out, and it provides another source of income for them.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah, you'll see that, and that's not a bad way to go. And, and you know, I think a lot of them are just reluctant to sell it because, you know, a lot of folks up north tend to hold on to their homes for 30, 40, 50 years, where down here, we seem to, on average, sell homes every 5 years.
Yeah. It's a much more transient area down here. As always, I'm talking with Terry Story. This is our Real Estate Roundup segment. Of course, we get together with her every single week. And Terry can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.